On Daf Zayin Amid Beis, let us again start from the Gemara. The Memre de Bekoyin Tal Yemilse. Let us see Rashi. The Memre de Bekoyin Tal Yemilse, Porich Bein Lerameya Bein Lerabiyasi. Rameya Oime Behedye Itome Shosik. Rameya says if he's Tome, he can keep quiet. Rabbi Yosi Komar Ein Royin Klal. You don't have to look at all. The Klal de Rabbi Yosi Sovar Iloi Boi Leichozi Loi. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to look at all. But Loi Havi Tome, and he's not Tome. Because I think later we'll see the Malay Roim in the Veinik, but I think that Rashi is saying over here that the Gemara is touching two shailas. Shaila number one, l'chayre, that be a svara to say that the tumas negoim is not different than all other tumas. And if a person is tamei, he's tamei. The riyah and the amir of the koyin are le'malav le'meret. That doesn't make him tamei. If he's tamei, he's tamei. Now, we see from Rab Meir and Rab Yosi, not like that. Rab Meir says, if he's Tomei, you keep quiet. So what if you keep quiet? But he's Tomei. So if I say, she's not Tomei. He's not, he doesn't have Tumas Negoim if the Kohen did not say he's Tomei. We also see that from Rab Yosi. That Rab Yosi says, he's not Roye. So if he's not Roye, so it seems he's not Tomei. So we see that without an amire, a ri and amire of the kain, he doesn't become tummy. That's one thing. And we also see from Rabbi Yosi, we see that there's no chiyuv on the kain to be a roye. That means if he wants, he could be mamtin. We would think that when there is a nega, the kain is mechuyev to be roye a nega. So we see from Rabbi Yosi that he's not mechuyev to be roye. So that achsmel is the last part of Rashi. Klal Rabbi Yosi sova iloi boi loi chos iloi. If he doesn't want, he doesn't have to see the nega. That's the chiddush in hamtone. He's permitted to be mamtin. And chiddush number two, but I have a tome. We see that he does not become tome. Does not become Tomei without the Riyah of the Kain, even though Lemaise he possesses the factors that are Metama person. He has a Nega, Afalpikin, he doesn't become Tomei. So we see these two Chidushim from the Mishnah. Remember the Bekoyin Tal Yemilse. That means if he doesn't want, he doesn't have to see, and if he doesn't see, he doesn't become Tomei. So the Gemara says, and that's true, Vasanya. Gemara brings a beraisa. It says, "Ubeyoyim heroi ois boy." So we darshin yesh yoyim sha'ata roya boy. There are days that you mechuyev to see. V'yesh yoyim she'iata roya boy. And there are days you're not mechuyev to see. There are certain days, not every day, does the kohen see. Mikan omru choson shenoylet boy nega. Noisn loy zayin yimei hamishta. Loi ule beise luchsusoi. Vachem beregel, neusen leshivis yemei haregel, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So what do we see from this bereise? So we see from this bereise to Yisoidis. That if the Kohen does not see, he does not become Tomei. And the Kohen is permitted not to see certain days. Yes, Yom Shiyatara, you're not mechuyev to see. So we see over here these two Yisaidis. What does Rashi say? Noisn leizayin yimei amishte, delei chozi lei, dilme metame lei, lechsusa im nira nege bechsusa. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Oimer einei tzorech. Rabbi says, you don't need this limud. You have a limud that is telling us that for a dval mitzvah, you're not, if it's negei advar mitzvah, I mean, it was a shter advar mitzvah, shter the regal, shter the chosen. So the kohen is permitted, or mitzvah not to see, permitted to be mamten, you don't need that limud. Harei hu omer v'tzivo hakoyin ufinu es habayis. The Kohen says that they should go and empty the house. Im mamtinim loy l'dvar harishus kol shkein l'dvar mitzvah. And let us say perhaps a poshut of pshat. The Kohen, the Keroneira says, a poshet of pshat in this posik, and we'll see later, it depends on Tanoim, but the Keroneira says that Bemis in the posik is shvel. And the posik says, V'tziva ha-Kohen, the Kohen commands Ofinu as abayis, they empty out the house. Why did they empty the house? That the Kalim shouldn't become Tomei. So the Kerneir asks, why do you need the Kohen to tell us this? The Balabas will do it on his own accord. And you hear the Kohen says, V'tziva ha-Kohen ofinu es habayis. So the Kohen will say that the Balabas that you don't need a Kohen for that. That you need a Das Balabas is also, will also dictate to him that he should be in es habayis. So Pshat in the Pasuk is, the Tziva Koyin, the Koyin says that I'll wait till you'll be Mefana the Bayis. I mean, the Koyin says, listen, I'm here, but don't have heart palpitations. Ofina, I'll wait till Ofina is a Bayis term before it becomes Tomei. So the Posik tells us that the Koyin is Mamtin, he waits. And here we see these two Yesodis, that in the Kolzman is waiting, there's no problem. You can take out the Kalim didn't become Tomei. And again, the Kohen is permitted to wait. He's not Mechuyev to, there's a Negah, let me see the Negah. No, you don't have to see the Negah. So we see these two Yesodis from this Pasuk. V'tziva ha-Kohen afina sabayis. So, im mamtinim loy l'dvar harishus. So Rebbe said, if we're permitted to wait for a dvar harishus, is koshkein l'dvar mitzvah, savad gevis for a dvar mitzvah, zicha permitted to wait. You don't have to see the neger right away. So the Gemara asks, my binayu, what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi? Omar Abaye mashmois dershin ika binayu. The Machlokes says from which posik we can darshin. Rava Omar Dvar Horishus Iko Binayim. And Rava says, no, it's a machloikis and haloche. If there's a heter hamtone for a Dvar Horishus. Now let us see Rashi. Imamtinen le Dvar Horishus. Hare mamtinen loy. We see that we wait. She'ein metamen. The Kohen, even though he's aware there's a nega, does not look at the nega. She'ein metamim ad shemefane kol hakelim shebabayis. The yalfina, so that's a posik. The yalfina mino. And we learn out from here, the betume de begufe nami mamtim lidvar harishus dum yedohoch. We learn out from here, now this pasuk is speaking about tumas habayis, tumas kelim. But we learn out from here that hu adin atume de begufe, that the tume of a person is also mamtinim the dvar harishus dum yedohoch. Now, let us not get involved in what the chiddush of Tumas de Begufi is over Tumas Kalim, over Tumas Habayis. So the Pasuk says, you're not Metama the Bayis. You are permitted to wait till you're Metama the Bayis. Now, we are speaking about Tumas Adam, that we're talking about, Beregel, if Yerayas and the Goyim, that's Tumas Regolim. Or according to Rabbi, we're saying, Afilu Advaha Rishus, one can wait before he's Betame, before he's Roya, the neg of a person. Yeah, but let's not get into the Oimek HaDvorim, what the Chilek is, we'll see as the Sugya progresses. The Afinim, we know, the Betume, the Beguf, Einami, Mamtin, Litvaha Rishus, the Midahoche. Is Kivin, so that's step number one. Is Kivin, the Ashkechon, the Betume, the Guf, Mamtin, Litvaha Rishus. So now, after I know, that by a tumid the goof of your mom tim lidvar shoes, kosh kenda mantina loy lidvar mitzvah. Savada givis for advar mitzvah, ki goin chosel a beregel, yizicha will be mom tim. So that is what Rebbe said. Rebbe said, einay tzorich, that you don't need your posik to tell us that by advar mitzvah we're mom tim, that the kohen is permitted to wait. Learn it after Mekal Vachayim. Afil of Advar Rishus, you're permitted to wait. Koshkin Advar Mitzvah. Now we have here Machloikis Abaye Verove. My Benayu. So Abaye said, Mashmo is Dorish into Mad Dorish Mahaikro, Mad Dorish Mahaikro. And Rove said, Dvar Rishus Ike Benay. Rab Yudet the Mapik Mibiyoim Eiro Isboi. Umikan omru chosun verego dahino mitzvah mamtinuloi. Rabbi Yehuda that learns out from this posik, aval advar harishus ein mamtinuloi betume de gufe. That means the posik of Finos Abayis, everyone has. You can't take away that posik, but that posik is not speaking about tume de gufe. That's speaking about tume de bayis. So, Rabbi Yehuda holds you cannot learn out tume de gufe from tume de bayis. The Rebbe saw the Varishus Nami Mamtina like the Meinum can remain in Lael, the Rebbe Yalif Tuma de Guf, Elahamtin like me Tuma de Beis. So, Mamele, that is the Machloikis. We're talking about a Dvar Horishus by a Tuma de Gufai. Is there a Din Mamtinin? So, Rebbe learns out Tuma de Gufai from Tuma de Beis. And Rabbi Yehuda holds you cannot learn out Tuma de Gufay from Tuma de Bayis. So Memele, the whole Makar of Mamtinim by Tuma de Gufay is from the Posik B'yoyim Horiyos. Now the Gemara further is going according to Rove. To explain now we're going to go according to Rove. What is the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda may hosom loy gamrino. Rabbi Yehuda said, this posik, you want to learn out Tuma de Gufoy from the posik of Pino Asabayis, which is speaking about Tuma Sabayis. May hosom loy gamrinin the chidishu. Because there it's a chidish, the eitzim vavonim ba'alme loy mitmu. Eitzim vavonim anat mekabel tume vahoche mitmu. Now let us see Rashi. Loigam rino, you do not learn out from over there, they have a chiddush. Because the tumes habayis is a chiddush. Ume chiddush lo yafine. Tachol heicha dike chiddush. Ein lecho dova boy elo chidushoi. So whatever is there is lecheicha mekusha to the chiddush. This is part of the Chiddush. This is a chelik of the Chiddush. And you can't learn out other things. The Eitzim, Pshutekli Eitz, Loi Mekabli Tumim. So L'chayre, Pshat L'gemore, till now is as follows. This we'll see how the Malay Roim explains. The Malayim, we had mentioned before, we are speaking about two Shailas over here. There's one Shaila, that Bechlau, that it be a svara to say, that as long as a person or a bayis has a nega, so it's tame. The koyin, by not seeing it, will not change the situation, and therefore it should be tame. That would be the svara chitzoyne. And that, Rebbe has a limud from Ufinu as a bayis. We see the tumas habayis is not the Kozman, the Kozman, the Kohen did not see the Nega, there's no Tumas Abayis. That's not Metame, the Baal Mishab Esoichoi. There's no Tumas Abayis. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, this Tumas Abayis, that's Lachai, this is Adam Oireimu, it's Pshat and Rashi. Let's talk about the Etzem Bayis. It seems the Etzem Bayis becomes Tomei. Now, what is the, which materials is the Bayis made of? It's made out of Eitzim, boards, Avonim, stones. Now, boards and stones are Dvorim, which are not Mekabel Tumei. So Rashi says, Eitzim Pshutei Kli Yeitz Loi Mekabli Tumei. So the boards, which the house is made out of, or the stones which the house is made out of, is not Mekabel Tumei. Afal pi kan we find that these materials are Mekabel Tumei. A base HaMenuge is Mekabel Tumei. The base of Menuge is Mekabel Tumei. So what is Pshat? So that's Chiddush, Amayodik and Chiddush. These are articles which are not susceptible to Tumei, and they're Mekabel Tumei. So it's Amachudish Tike Tumei. So Memele, so now we can understand why you need the Amiris HaKoyim, the Riyas HaKoyim, because the whole thing is a Chiddush. Who says Bechlal should be Mekabel Tumei? So if I have a Posik, that the Posik says that they're not Mekabel Tumei till the Koyin will say the Tomei, I can understand that. Because this whole thing is a Chiddush, Hein Lach Boi Al Chiddush. So the Torah says, listen, I'm telling you, I'm Meir Dike Chiddush, that Dvorim, which are not susceptible to Tumei, are Mekabel Tumei, but when are they Mekabel Tumei? When the Koyin says the Tomei. Good, so I can understand this. But now, let's think about a person. A person is a Mekabel Tumei. So now, what will be if the Kohen didn't say that he's Tomei? So I could learn out from here that he's not Tomei, Dum Yida Eitzim Vavonim? You can't learn out from Eitzim Vavonim. Eitzim Vavonim is a Mechudish Tike Tumei to begin with. Al Pi Gidrei HaTorah, it should never be Tomei. Avavol Pi Kein, the Torah said that it does become Tomei, but the Torah added on it's only Mekabel Tumei when the Kohen says it's Tomei. So for Kel, so that's a Hagdore in the Chiddush of Eitzim Vavonim. Eitzim Vavonim, which the Torah was Machadish, that they become Tomei, they'll only become Tomei when the Kohen says that they're Tomei. But to learn out from this, that a person who the Kabbalah's Tumah of a person is not a Chiddush. So to learn out from this, that a person who is a Nega will not become Tomei till the Kohen says he's Tomei. You can't learn out a person. You can't learn out Tumei the Gufoi from Tumei the Lav the Gufoi. So therefore, from this Pasuk, you can't learn out anything. Lagabi Tumei the Gufoi. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda said, that's why I need the posik of B'yoyim Herois. There it says klar, that before the Kohen sees, he won't become Tomei. And if the Kohen won't see, he won't become Tomei. That's the posik. Now, if that's my posik, the posik is only speaking about the Hamtona L'Tzorech Mitzvah. Tzorech Mitzvah Simchas Haregel, Simchas Choson. So this posik that tells us these two tells us a chiddush that a person is also not mekabel tumah till the kohen is metamehim, and this pasuk that tells us that the kohen is permitted to wait till he's metamehim. So this is only speaking about a hamtana letzorech mitzvah, but hamtana shelo letzorech mitzvah. I don't have a pasuk. I have a pasuk by vetziva kohen afines abayis. That's by Abachudish Tiketumet. By Abachudish Tiketumet, something else. Or by not Abachudish Tiketumet. So whatever it says. The Pasuk says only Letzorech Mitzvah. That is the Svore of Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi, Oma, Rabbi said, Itzterech. So we'll see, Rabbi Itzchak means that we need the posik of B'yoyim Herois. That means Rabbi is saying that even though I said that we can learn how the Kal Vachomer Madach Bet Mamtina L'Rishus Kol Shken L'Mitzvah, but we need the Pasuk of B'Yayim Herois. Why? The Pasuk of Achmona B'Yayim Herois Boy Hava Minim. The Pasuk would only, they said like this, you need the Pasuk. Now, if it would only say that Pasuk, Hava Minim L'Dvar Mitzvah and L'Dvar HaRishus Loi, would only say that Pasuk, I would learn this Adin Hamtone, Hamtone helps, someone is permitted to be Mamtin, but that's Davke L'Dvar Mitzvah, L'Dvar HaRishus Loi. So therefore the Torah had Vetziva Koi. That's why I need Vetziva Koi. Because of Rachmona Vetziva Koi. If would only say Vetziva HaKoyin, Hava Mine Hani In, I would say Davke by Tumas Abayis, the love Tumas the Guf. Havo Tumas the Gufei. I would think we'll see later what this means. So, with not understanding exactly what Rebbe is saying over here, Rebbe is Messiah, but Al Kaponim, the words are as follows, that from Betziva HaKoyin, you can't learn out. Because I would think, so it seems Rebbe was also nochis to the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. I would think, hani mili, hani in the lav tumah de gufei, dafka lav tumah de gufei, there's a din of hamtone. Avot tumah de gufei eimech ozilei. So that's why you need the posik of b'yayim herois. So here he's saying why I need the posik of b'yayim herois. Because to learn out from Vetziva Koyin alone, I would only say the lav tuma de gufei, but tuma de gufei I wouldn't know. That's in the posik of B'yayim Harois. Without going into the Oymek HaDvorim yet, so there's a kasha in the Merav Ranshberg asks, and we'll see the Malay Royim asks, so L'Choyre, the beginning of the, this does not seem with the beginning of the Baraisa. The Baraisa said, Chosin Shanoilet by Nega, Noisna Loisaini Mea Mishni, Loina from B'yayim Harois. Rabbi Omer Einoi Tzorech. Rabbi said, you do not need B'yayim Harois. I can figure this out from the Betziva Koyin. That's how the Baraisa started. Now, when Rav is explaining the Machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi says, you know, because with Tziva Koyin you wouldn't know that we need B'yayim Harois. So L'chayre, that's a problem. How is Rabbi explaining the Lashon of Rabbi that says Ein Tzorech? Now, let us see Rashi. The Rabbi Omar Itzrich Kloima. What's the Itzrich going on? I forgot the Yalef Tumah de Gufei mi Tumah de Lav Gufei. That means, according to me, I hold you could learn now Tumah de Gufei mi Tumah de Lav Gufei v'dvar ha-reshus mi v'tziva ha-koyin. So I learned, and then there's a Kal V'chaim about the Gvisla Dvar Mitzvah. Itzrich b'yayim ha-reyos boy. Why? Because I would say davke Tumah de Lav Gufei. Avot tumah de gufei yayim aloi, de lo yalef tumah de gufei mi tumah de lav gufei l'dvar ha-reshus. I would say, it is impossible to learn out tumah de gufei mi tumah de lav gufei l'dvar ha-reshus. Mi v'tziva ha-koyin, b'hava mine chidushu. This is mamish what Rabbi Yehuda said. I would say it's a chidush. You can't learn out from over there. Kamash mulon u b'yayim ha-reis. That's why it says the pasuk b'yayim harois tahainu tume de gufei the mamtinin loy ledvar mitzvah. So there it says your mamtin ledvar mitzvah. V'hoyil v'ashkechon the mamtinin loy letume de gufei mi ledvar mitzvah. If we see the mamtinin loy letume de gufei mi ledvar mitzvah, that I do see is leinami koyach. Now we have a koyach lemelef mitziva hakoyim. The mamtinen letume de gufe ledvar ha-reshus nami afo gav de chidishu. Now Rashi says, there's a whole cheshbon over here, and let us see the Malay Haroyim, which he was moiridik, skiloyrim leinayim. The Malay Haroyim is, I don't know, in my Gemara, it's right before the Rif. Let us see in the Beinik the Malay Harayim. The Malay Harayim is now, let us skip over a few lines, 2, 4, 6. 6 lines of the Maloi Haroyim and Rashi Dibra Masral Avotome. The last word of the 6th line, Venirali. Now he starts explaining the Gemara. Before he has some kashas. Venirali, the Perish Advorim Kach. The Rashi Svirale, the Chidishu, the Chiddush of Bepinuas Habayis, the Koisel Habayis, Ein Eitzim Bavonim, the Ein Lahem Shum Tume Baalme, they don't have any Tume, they never make Abel Tume, the Kain Yeshlehem Tume, Vim Kain, Ilai Habe Kosev Klau, the Tumas Gufoi Dimamtine, if it would not have said, Rabbi Tumas Gufoi Mamtine, have a minute, in a moyel hamtone klal, I would think that hamtone does not help the saif tomehu. He's tomeh, filo beloira oiskoin, hoil vetume begufoi. Va'av de bebatim ashkechen de koidem boha koin utoy. I by batim we see before the koin comes, the bias is toy. Mishim da hosam gufa tumeh chidish. The whole tum is a chiddush. Teich metame yitzvev. How could an yitzvev be mekabotum? Vim kein nehei de gozra teire sheyitmos. Even though the teire was goyza, that it is mekabotum. Im hakoyim metame oisom, avol koydem boi hakoyim yitzvev loy metame bishumoki. So that means that was the chiddush at teire. The teire said a chiddush yitzvev is mekabotum. When the koyin is metame, avol gufoy. The bechol mokim hu metame bechol atumis, but a person is mekabel tumo all over. Have a minute that ain't meilin kan b'hamtone. I would think without a posik that hamtone doesn't help. He's waiting. He can wait from today to tomorrow. But the menugi is tome already. He has an egga. Sha'avim lo yove yakoyin memele tomeyu. Lekach kamashmlon ubiyoim horois. Daf koydim bias hakoyin, that afilo before the koyin, daf kan, even by tumas haguf, koydim bias hakoyin toyeru, umoyel amtone. So that's what Rebbe learns from Abiyam Rois. Vim kain memele yalfina. So now that we learned that hamtone helps by tumas haguf, that means before the koyin, that we see Abiyam Rois, that before the koyin comes, Lemaise is toil. Vim came a male yalfinon, so now we can learn out mi vetziva the mamtina ledvaha shus. Now in the second shaila, is one permitted to be mamtin? That hamtona helps that we learned already, that we see from Abiyam Rois. But now in the second shaila, is one permitted to be mamtin? So now we can learn out already from vetziva akoyim, the mamtina ledvaha shus. Kiven the moil hamtona al kaponim. Since I see from b'yoyim ha'ra'is that hamtona will help, that he's not mekabel tume, calls man, the kai doesn't say anything. So now we know hamtona helps by a tume saguf. So now the shaila is one permitted to be mountain, so that it can learn out already. That means if I know that the tume, sai tume sa'odom, sai tume skalim, Saitumas Habayis, everything depends on the mirrors of the Koyin, that I know already. So now the Shaila is the Koyin Mechuyiv to be Mitama right away, or is the Koyin permitted? Is the Koyin permitted to wait? So now, Rebbe holds, that already I can learn out, from Matuma de Lav Gufay. That means in the mitzvahs Riyah, in the mitzvahs Amira, I see that if there's any legitimate reason for not looking now, so he's permitted to do it. So that is no difference, Shveri, between Tumas HaGuf and Tumas Delav the Gufri. The Kivin, the Moilam Tonei HaKoponim, Ken Yafinin, Kule, Ken, Memele, Yafinim, Mevetzivet, Dematin, Lodvar, Shus, Kivin, the Moilam Tonei HaKoponim, Ken Yafinin, Kule, Mechidish, Shehu, Chumre.
That means now we can learn a kula from a chiddush that is a chumah. That means the chiddush atayre is that there's a chiddush atayre that the bias is mekabel tumah. That's a chumre. It is mekabel tumah. But it says that. Now by this chumre, it says about a kula. It says that you don't have to right away be metamed. So that, behold, that I can learn out, that I can learn out already. That it is mekabotum. Afal pikein the Torah said, but there is a kula there that the kain doesn't have to be metame right away. So hu adin by tumas haguf. Lavei ubezem yushif madetik sheoid. But this will understand something that's shver. Lofi pshat hasugi dekan. Here the Gemara says, Rebbe Yalif Dvar Mitzvah Mibiyoim Harois. Rebbe learns out Dvar Mitzvah Mibiyoim Harois. Rak Dvar Hashus. Yeah, that's how the Gemara started. If it would say Mibiyoim Harois, it's only Dvar Mitzvah. That's why it says, Vetziva Koyim, when you learn out Dvar Hashus, Rak Dvar Hashus Yalif Mibitzivim. Vare Le'el Bebraise Mashme Behedi Dav Dvar Mitzvah Yalif Mibitziva Koyim. He said, Rabbi Huda learned that B'yayim Arois, that Mamtinin by Advar Mitzvah, and Rabbi said, Einei Tzorich, Rotzo Loima, then Tzorich Lemelef Mitzvah Mi B'yayim, the Mi'opinu Mashme, Mi'opinu Mashme, Mamtinin L'Rishus, Koshken L'Mitzvah. Arei mevua the Rebbe Yalev mivapinu mitzvah. He learns out that afilu a mitzvah learns out from a pinu because madach advar reshus kosh kein mitzvah. V'zesayis l'mashe kosev ka the Rebbe mitzvah b'yoyim nafkelo. L'fi mashe kosavti osi shapit. The Rebbe lo yalev mivayoyim. Rak the moyel hamtona. That what it says, that we learn that from Bayoim, is that Hamtona helps. That means one should not think that he's automatically Tomei, since he has a Nega. No, Rebbe learns that from Bayoim, the Koidem, Horoisa Koin, Einei Tomei. The Zeloi Motzinu Lemeilev Mibayis, that you saw that Hamtona helps, that you can learn out from a Pinu Esabayis. The Einei Tomei Koidem Bias HaKoyim. The Yishleim at Tumas HaBayis Guv HaChidish. Since Tumas HaBayis is HaChidish, the Eitzim Babonim Eim Etamim Bishim Mokim. But Torah Gozra Da Koyin Yochol Etamom. The Torah said, Gvaldik HaChidish, that the Koyin could be Metamim. So that's it. Vech Noim Adafil Koidem Bo HaKoyin Yitmokim, the Eitzim Babonim Eim Lahem Bishim Tumim. So Memele, so that when Hamtona helps by opinu as abayis, that's understandable because the whole tumah is a machudish tikitumah. We're speaking about a tumah of eitzim bavonim, which are never mekabel tumah b'chol ha-teira kule. So here the teira says they are mekabel tumah when the kohen says the tumah. Havel gufei di yesh le'kol ha-tumahis. Hav amine de tumah hu afil ha-kohenim b'yis ha-kohens. I would think that he's Tomei Afilu before the Koyim comes. Kamash Mulan the Biyayim Arois. The Koyim B'yas HaKoyim Loi Nitmo. Olekach. Olekach L'dvar Mitzvah Mamtina Memele. Valze Oymer Rebbe. That means like this. Dein Tzorich L'meilev Klal M'Biyayim Arois. De Mamtina L'dvar Mitzvah. That means, like, as he was explaining, there are two Inyonim. There's one Inyon that Hamtona helps. There's a second Inyan that one is permitted to be mamtin. So Rabbi Yehuda learned out both of these Inyanim from B'yayim Harois. Hamtona helps. You're permitted to be mamtin by Advar Mitzvah. So Rabbi said this second Nikude that you said that you learned, that what Hamtona helps by Aduma de Gufoi, I also agree with you. That you have to learn out from B'yayim Harois. Without B'yayim Harois, you never can figure it out. But the second nekude, that you learned, one is permitted to be mamtin l'tzayach mitzvah. I personally hold you don't need that pasuk for it. The din that you're permitted to be mamtin, as long as he knows Hamtona helps, now I can learn already from opinu asabayis that I can learn from over there that one afel of advar reshus one is permitted to be mamtik kol shkuin dvar mitzvah. The insarch lemeil of klal mivayim harayis to mamtino ledvar mitzvah. One is permitted to be mamtik dvar mitzvah. Ragzen nilmad mivayim demayil hamtani. You only learn now from mivayim that hamtana helps. V'koyin v'bayakoyin einetomit. Avozeshenamtim v'loy nitma, that thing that we are permitted to wait. Zeshapi afina mitumis bayis. Tafel gav de chidishu, even though this is a chidish, amikombakim, kiven da chidish hu chumre, since the chidish is a chumre, yafinim ene kule bekalvach oimel. So it means even though the chidish is a chumre, so I can learn out the kulas bekal b'chayim oma shom shehech mirola. That means madoch bayit betumes habayis, which the Torah was machmer. Mikol mokim mekalina b'zeshem amtina. But if that's like, even though there was machmer, the Torah gave a kula that one is permitted to be mamtin. Kol shkein kans over here with the tumes odom is not a chumre. It's poshut that he should be mekabel tume. It's koshken kan shenamtim. V'yeshloima. V'yeshla haksha is to hosam kivin the guba tume chidushu. Ein loch boy elo chidushoi. Dibi yisakoyin metamulo. Avol hochi yeshloima daf koyin bi yisakoyin metome. Zainai. Zekva yodina mi b'yoyim. The kaidim reis akoyin toiru avkan v'doy ketev ki u kafter v'ferach v'perish asugi v'rashi. Kemai in yaskol kamo t'mius nistalku b'ze mash yesh utmai b'sugi zu v'doyk. V'fi apirish akosat yosh shape lishna di gemore avotume di gufe eimo merze chozile. That I would think, that means Rebbe said, That I would think, I would only say Vitziva, I would think Tavke Tumelav de Guf, Avo Tumelav de Guf, Eim Merzi Chozile, Shul Mikushi Avon, what does that mean, Merzi Chozile? Vimashe Kasavti Yossi Shabbat, Ava Mine, Da Filu Loi Chozile, Filu the Koyim did not see it, Hareyu Ke Merzi Chozile, it's just equivalent as if he saw it, Shereyu Tume Atzmiyis, Vaguf Nitme Bechol Tumis, and Kemali Yoriyis Koyim, he sees it himself. So this is equivalent to the Rias Koyin. Why should you need a Rias Koyin by Tumas Aguf? That's what I would think if we'd only say Vitziva. So that's why we learn out from Abiyayim Harois. Now let's just see the Lashon of Rashi. Hamamish, everything fits in. The last Rashi, of Tumas Aguf Ein Moloi. The loyalif tume de gufe mi tume de lav gufe. You can't learn now tume de gufe mi tume de lav gufe that amtana will help. Ludvara reshus me vetziva koin. The hava mina chidishu. That I would think that the whole tume of lav de gufe is a chidish. So there it says that amtana helps because the whole tume is a chidish. So kozman is not metam, it's nothing. That even though there the tum is not a tum of mechadeshes, deine tum the gufe the mamtin lo dvar mitzvah. So from the pasuk v'yem ra'ois we see that a filu not by a tum of mechadeshes also amtan helps. Boil vashkech in the mamtin lo le tum of the gufe. So now I see that tum helps for a tum of the gufe. Mi le dvar mitzvah. Islaynami koyech lemeilef mevitziva hakoyin. Now I can learn now from mevitziva hakoyin the mamtinu l'tume de guf l'dvar reshus nami. Afal gav de chidishu. Even though the tume of lav gufa is a tume mechadeshes, but in the second nekude I can learn out already. Even though the whole tume is a chidish, and the Malay Rami says it's a psakal vochaim. A madach that there was machma with a tume mechadeshes. Afal pik in the Torah was makel, one is permitted to wait. Avad givis, a place where there's no tumah mechadeshes by tumah saguf, avad givis, one will be permitted to wait. And it would seem that Rabbi Yehuda holds that that this nekuda you also can't learn out. That means that since this is a tumah mechodeshes, so all the dinim that it says over here only apply for tumah mechodeshes. Yes, the Torah gave a kula. You can wait. That's by tumah mechodeshes. But a tumah some meila this heter to wait a fill of advar reshus. That's by tumah mechodeshes. But by a normal tumah, it could be you only have the posik for advar mitzvah. You can wait for advar reshus. Could be not permitted to wait. Let us go further. Amamal, yesh yoim she'ato roye boy, v'yesh yoim she'iato roye boy. We learn now b'yoim harois. There are certain days that one the kain can see the nega, and certain days doesn't look at the nega. My mashma, where do you see from this posik that's pshat in the posik? Amar Abaye, im kain lichtev rachmona b'yoim. He says, we'll see later, but the pasuk really is telling us that the riyas hanege is bayoyim. We didn't say that after certain days. My ubayoyim, this is an extra book. So the ubayoyim is coming to tell us, adroshe, that there are certain days one looks at a nega. Ubayoyim ro'is hanege, ubayoyim hero'is boy. And there are certain days that the nega can be seen. Shema mino yesh yoim she'ato roye boy, v'yesh yoim she'ato roye boy. Rava Omar, Rava said, kula kro yiseiru. Don't say darshan the vav. I feel it without the vav. I feel you don't darshan the vav. The whole word is an extra word. Tim ken lichtev rachmona ubeheiro ois. When the nega will be seen, my ubayoyim, shma mino yeshem shataroy, yeshem shataroy. So the whole purpose of ubayoyim is only coming to tell us that there are certain days one is roy and certain days when someone is not roy. Vabaye, so abaye, so chayre, so the whole word is extra. So he said, no, who may boy lay b'yoyim b'loy b'layla? Fakert, the b'yoyim is coming to tell us this manari. B'yoyim heroes boy. The nega is only looked at by day. V'rova b'yoyim b'loy b'layla minolay. So how does Rav know b'yoyim b'loy b'layla if he wants to darshan u'b'yoyim yeshem ateroy? So he says, nafkalei mebechol mare einei hakoyim. Says Mara Eine Hakoyin. So the Pasuk is telling us when the Eine Hakoyin is able to see. So what does the Pasuk mean when the Eine Hakoyin is able to see? When the eyes are looking able to see, that means when it says man, you don't need artificial illumination. That's the Eine Hakoyin is able to see. So from here we know that the Koyin is Raya Bayoyim. So Ubayoyim Erois is going. The whole word is going to tell us Yeshem Shatahoy. Abaya Ohumi Boile Lemuti Suma Baachas Meinot. The Pasuk Mare Einei Akoyin not is telling us that it should be a matziv that the Einei Akoyin are able to see without artificial illumination. No. The Pasuk is coming to tell us that the Koyin has to have Mare Einei, that both his eyes should be able to see. Not telling us when he looks at it, he tells us what kind of a koyin is permitted to look at negoyim. That is what the pasuk is telling us. So you can't use mare for a drosha to tell us that the einei koyin is only when there's man that's roi l'riya without artificial illumination. Yeah. The Rav and Nami Miboyle Elohim. So the Mara says, no, he's right. You need Mare Einei to tell us this thing. So the Mara says, Einoch and Nami. Elo, Biyoim Beloy Belaylo Minole. So how do you know again, Biyoim Beloy Belaylo? Navkelei Mechenege Nirali Babayis. The Pasuk says that the Bal Habayis comes to the Koyim. He tells him, "Kinega nirli babayis. I saw a nega." nira li. Is li v'loy la'iri. That means, also he's telling him, that I was able to see it by myself without artificial illumination. V'loy la'iri. I was able to see it myself without any siyua. So this we will see in Rashi. So this is speaking about that the koy. This is not speaking about the riyas hakoyim. This is speaking about the riyas abaylam. So Rashi says, but right afterwards it says, let's just see the Rashi in this nikkel. Leave loy loyri. Shein tzorich loyir haner. Dainu beyoyim. You don't need loyir haner. I could see it without any siyua. Yeah. Right afterwards, so in this man, when he says that I saw it by Yoim, so then it says Ubo HaKoyin, Alma Dein Royin Ela B'Yoim. So the Ubo HaKoyin is this man of Nirali. And Nirali means I was able to see it without artificial illumination. So Ubo HaKoyin also has to be Dumye the Nirali. Now, the Davoni, I don't understand. This pasuk is speaking about the sipur of the Baal Abayis. Kinega nirali babayis means he's telling him he saw it when it was day. But when he's relating it, who says he's relating it by day? That means he's telling him that I saw it by day. I saw a nega by day. But could be for practical purposes, he's telling him by night. Yeah, well, the kohen comes right away. As soon as he hears the story, he comes. But where does it say that? If the posik would say that he has to tell him by day, so then, and he says, well, kohen, so by stoist that he goes the same zman, the kohen comes to the house in the same zman that it was related. It was related by day, he comes by day. But the doesn't say when he comes to the kohen. He just tells him when he saw it. Al kaponim, so I don't understand exactly how we can learn out from him that the kohen is to see it by day. Al kaponim, Chazal understood, and this pasuk says the kohen is to see it by day. So memela, so you don't need any more. Ubiyayim ha-ra'ois to tell us by day. So Ubiyayim ha-ra'ois is coming to tell Yeshem Shataroi, Yeshem Shiataroi. So now the Gemara is asking a kasha on Abaye. So according to Abaye, so why take it? You say you learn out from the Vov. The whole of Bayayim is miyuta. You can learn out from the Nega Nirali Babayis. So Abaye says, "Ime hosam avamine hanimili tume the lav the gufe." He says that posik. Of Yinidriya Bayoim, that is speaking about Tume the Lav, Tume the Gufefel Loirei Nami, Tamash Melon, the Posek of Bayoim Harois. He says this Chiddush, that Yinidriya Bayoim, is only speaking about a Tume Lav the Gufay, Machudish the Ketume. And Machudish the Ketume, there's a din that Yinidriya Bayoim. But another mechudish tiketume, maybe a riya belayla will also be sufficient. That's you need b'yayim ha'ois to tell us that a filu a not mechudish tiketume also you need a riya b'yayim ha'ois. Let us see Rashi. Kula k'roi yisere. That's what Rava said. Kloima kula teva de b'yayim ha'ois k'roi yisere. Mare einei ha'koyim. So first of all, to bring the drosha, mare einei ha'koyim. Mashme b'yoyim, by states the posuk is speaking about day sheyochel lirois. It is a matziv that the einei hakoyin are able to see without a siyua. Divle loyri shein tzorich loyraner da'ainu b'yoyim. Abishaiten ami bo hakoyin alma dein roin ala b'yoyim. Kamash melon u b'yoyim rois the boy b'yoyim haine tume de gufe. Here it's tume de gufe. That is the end of the sugya. Now let us see Rashi. Taisvis. Yesh yoyim ataroye. Yesh yoyim ataroye. Shei ataroye. Teimo.
לרב מאיר למה אינו רואה להוקם. So Tosfos asks him question number one. According to Rav Meir holds that a person is never mechuyev to be metamit if he sees it's tame. So he keeps quiet. So and here the pasuk seems to say b'yom heira'ois. Yeah, there are certain days one is permitted to look, and there are certain days when one is not permitted to look. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, why aren't you permitted to look by a chosen, by a regel? You can look, and if it's Tommy, you won't tell him anything. That's Tosfos Kasha and Rav Meir. And this Kasha, the Svasemis wants to say, not the Pasuk is telling us, you're not permitted to look. You're not mechuyev to look. That's all. If you want to look and not be metame, call a kovet. But the b'yayim arayis yesh yayim sha'ato roye, you're mechuyev to look. V'yesh yayim she'i'ato roye, you're not mechuyev to look. But not it's also to look. Not mechuyev to look. If you want to look, look is untahit. Don't be metamim though. That's what the Sosemis wants to say. Nachsimi, the Mishnah Melech, seems to say another teretz. The Mishnah Melech says, no, you're not allowed to look. Pshat is, here, the Lecheira, the Baraisa is speaking about, Chosen Shen Noilad Boi Nega. We're talking about that he didn't become Tama yet, and Noilad Boi Nega. So the Shaila is, what happens then? We're not talking about Mehezga, we're talking about Noilad Boi Nega. So the Pasuk is telling us that you're not permitted to look. Why? Because if you're going to look, and he studies it, and the Kain studies the Nega, and then the Chosin asks him, no. So he says, we'll talk about it after the Regal. He says, you know what that does to him? You're Mitzayim already. You're Medik Mitzayim. That means like this. Bishleim, before, if he's a Muzger already, we hear Hezgerishin, Hezgeshen, this person is a Muzger. So he knows, so there, Lamaise, so he knows he's in a Matziv, and so good. If he can Mitzayim, you're Mitzayim. You won't be Mitzayim. So he's also grateful. I mean, so it's better than before. Either he's the same like before, he's better than before. He won't be metamen, so it doesn't become a muchlet. So there, fakel, so they're not being metzayahim. But over here, the vile is toyer. You're gonna go and look, so you're metzayahim by looking, you're not saying anything. Shitak, you're not allowed to look. But I think that's what the Mishnah Malach says. Oh, but that's kasha number one. Kasha number one is on Rav Meir. Kasha number two, v'oid l'may de pirash, the perish Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the l'kulei alme betchiles hezke royim l'hokel, l'oilam yochelios. Now, according to the Mishnah Melech, it's beautiful, this second kasha. The Mishnah Melech shat in the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, Rabbeinu Yitzchak said that before he becomes Tomei, so that according to everyone, you don't have to be Metamehem. You don't have to be metamehim because you don't have to be metamehim because since he never was niskak letume, so lemeil there's no din letare letame. I mean, a person who was niskak, he's a musga already. So then you have to tell him his matzah. But if he wasn't niskak letume, he wasn't niskak leheska. So lemeile. So then, according to every, that's a mishmalchem shat in Tosfos. So then, according to everyone, he's not mechuyev to tell him anything. According to Tzvasemis, Lecheir is not clear who's speaking about, so Tais is asking a kasha, so in this case of the Barais, it says, Chosen Shenoilu Loi Nega, so this is, that means he just got the Nega, so according to the Mishmach, the Ben Yitzchak said, that he's not mechuyev to be metamim. I feel according to Rabbi Yosi. So lemay the pirush Rabbeinu Yitzchak de lekul alma betchilas hezger. That means the riyah before the hezger roin lahokel is loilum yochel iris. Same kasha hastes.
It's not only according to Rameyev, but it's according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yitz. So that's a kasha from the Barais. Oy, Upinu es Abayis. Now, this is a kasha on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Upinu es Abayis. Now, what happens? Terem Yovei Yekoyin, before the Koyin comes, he goes and makes, he cleans and makes spring cleaning. He cleans out the whole house. Everything is taken out of the house. Then the Koyin comes. And then the Koyin comes. Taitach Taisus Amer de Kekasha. Void Upinu es Abayis. Taitach Taisus Ache Yiru. Before the Koyin sees anything, Lomo Teireach Lefane Shem Yim Tzatev. Taitach Taisus Amer de Kekasha. He first cleans out the house, then the Koyin comes and tells him, and he was working 3 hours cleaning out the house, and the Koyin tells him, it's not a nega, a good talk, so schlep everything back in again. And it's Sabal Chayim. Well, you know what you should do? First the Koyin looks. And the Koyin looks, and he sees it's a Tomidik in nega, and he says, no. He says, I would advise you to empty the house. I'm not going to speak about the status of the house till you empty the house. So he got the hint. He'll empty the house and finish, and then he'll tell him it's Tomei. But like this, to be mechayiv him to empty the house, so Tais is asking Akasha, Sain Ramei, and Sain Rabbeinu Yitzchok, that if everyone holds that before was Nizkak Lehesker, the Kohen is permitted to be Shaisik, so Tais is asking Amayadik Akasha, So Lechayra, the Kohen should look at it and then advise the before he's metamed, advise him to empty the house. Mashmois dershim iko binayo. Now Abaye said that the machloikis between Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda is mashmois dershim. So now this is explained. Rebbe dersh mi upinu, idashes upinu. Ubiyoim itztach lemidresh biyoim veloy belaylo kidelakamon. That means, according to Abaye, this whole Gemara we had before, that Rabbi also learned from Upinu, that's only according to Rove, because we say that it's a chiddush, and you can learn out from a chiddush, and Rabbi also holds like that. This is according to Rove's pshat. According to Abaye, Abaye said as follows. Rabbi Doirish Miopino. Rabbi Darshan, the Din Hamtone helps Miopino. Ubayoy Mitzach Lemidrish Biyoyim Veloy Belaila. So by Tumas Aguf Bechlal, there's no posik that is a Din Hamtone. Kidalakamo involved Leimashmalay. So Rabbi only had this posik to tell us there's a Din Hamtone. Rabbi Yehude, Doirish Miubayoyim, he Darshan's the word. Avol upinu es abayis, sheme itzrich l'Rabbi Yehuda afilu chavile kash, v'chavile eitzim, kedisnan benegoim l'Rabbi Yehuda. So the Karnayr explains this teisvis as follows. There's a machloikis in Mesechtes Negoim, upinu es abayis, before the Koyin comes and will be metama the bayis. So the machloikis Rabbi Yehuda, Rab Shimon, and Rameya. And there's a machloikis Rishonim was pshat in this machloikis. But let us just say how Taisvus learned pshat in the machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda said, Upinu es abayis. We mentioned before the Keren Oire, that we learn out from Upinu es Abayis, learn out a Din Hamtonim. So the Karnayr explains, where do we see a Din Hamton over here? Hamtinu l'dvarishus. So the Karnayr says, Pashtid dekroz very shver, v'tziva akoyin Upinu es Abayis. The Koyin says you should empty the house. So he asked, why do you need the Koyin to tell him to empty the house? Abalabos also will empty the house. This is practice. I'll empty the house before, in order that my kelim should not become tummy. What's the tziva koyim? So we learn shana, the tziva koyim, the koyim will tell him that before you empty, that you should first empty the house, and then I'll be metamit. So the koyim told him, listen, I'm giving you time. I'm not going to be metamit yet. First, That means if it's tamei, it'll be bitter. So I'm going to give you time lefanei ses habayis. So the pasuk is telling us a heter hamtona. That's pshat in pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda says in Masechtas Nagoyim, Upines Abayis is coming to tell us, Vetziva Koyin Upines Abayis, the Koyin is going to tell him, you know what? You're a Lamdan, you learn Taras, so you're going to take out of your house, you're going to take out the Dvar Mamakablam Tume. But the things that are not Makabal Tume, you leave there, as a shot, a schlepper, a tremen, a shrek. So Upines Abayis, he tells him, you have to empty the complete house. You know why? Because everything in your house, chavile kanem, chavile kash, which are dvorim she'ena mekablum tume, are going to be mekabel tume. Everything in the base of Manukah is mekabel tume. So memele v'tziva ha'koyin, so the koyin tells them, ufino, you have to empty everything in order it shouldn't be kabel tume. So be'emesin, so this pasuk is not coming to tell us that I'm going to wait for you. This pasuk is coming to tell us that you have to be, that this pasuk is coming to tell us that you have to be mefana everything. You have to be mefana everything. It's not coming to tell us a din hamtone, that I'll wait for you till you'll be mefana the bayis. The pasuk is, that the kohen is telling him, you have to be mefana everything from the bayis, because everything is going to become tummy. So memele, so from here, we cannot learn out a din hamtone. That's what Taisus is saying. Taisus with Bekiyas is saying, Rabbi Yehuda l'shitosei b'meseches negoim. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that Opinus Abayis is coming to tell us, Opina Bais is coming to tell us that the Koyan tells him that you have to empty the house because everything in the house is going to become Tomei. So here the Pasuk is not telling us Hilchis Hamtone. The Pasuk is telling us what will be Mekabel Tomei. So therefore that's what Taisvi says. Rabbi Yehuda Doirish Mibayoyim. That the whole Heter Hamtone, that one is permitted to wait, that you can learn out from a bayoyim. Avolofinu es abayis shema itzterech l'Rabbi Yehuda afilo chavili kash. The chavili eitzim is coming to tell us that you mechuyv to take everything out, because everything will be mekabel tumah k'desnan ben egoyim l'Rabbi Yehuda. Tavar harishus ika binay. Now Tosfos, so according to Abaye, Tosfos explained that each one of them have only one pasuk. It's no machloikis. Mashmoi stershem ika binay. Rabbi Yehuda does not have a pasuk of pinu, and Rabbi does not have a pasuk of bayay. And tavar harishus ika binay. Rabbi Yehuda saval. So this is Rav's pshat. Rabbi Yehuda Sovar Chidishu. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the tume in the base Hamnug is a Chidish. Vein Lilmoid Heimenu Shar Hamtonais. That means that Rabbi said the Pasuk tells us that by advar reshus, atzer reshus, you're also permitted to be mounted. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that's by tube bechudeshes. Rabbi Yehuda sova chidishu ve'ein lil moed heimenu by a tume bechudeshes. So there the din is one is permitted to be mounted. Ve'ein lil moed heimenu shar hamtonis. You can't learn out Shah Hamtonis by a tume she'ena mechudeshes. Umibayim ha'ois boy loy mashme, and so the only pasuk he has by a tume de gufe is biyem ha'ois boy loy mashme el hamtone de mitzvah. The mashme the toli hadovo bekvius hayoyim certain days kegoyim regel. Vu adin lechosa. The Rebbe Sova, and Rebbe holds, the Rabbi's Nami Atomna She'enei Mitzvim. Rebbe holds that from Ufinu you can learn that Amtona Shaina Mitzvah. But Gemrinin Shapil Amtona Miva Pinu Kol Dovo Harishus. You can learn out from a Pinu Kol Dovo Harishus. Now Dachs Metesis further goes like this. Bebayis Loi Pligi. Now there's no Mach Loikis in the bias alone if there's a Heter Amtona. The behedik siv upinu es abayis. El advar harishus de gufei ikabinayu. Because the whole machlikas is advar harishus de gufei. If you can learn that advar harishus de gufei from advar harishus of dovoshayne gufei. The next line in Taisus is very unclear. So, stop here.